www.thebrainfarm.org.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back live on the scene. Can you believe this? We're actually at this convention, this UFO convention, in near Scottsdale, Arizona, on Indian territory, sacred Indian territory. Right, Chris?
Correct.
And we've got Kathleen Martin. She's co-author of that book with Stanton Friedman we've talked about in the past called Captured. Also, When Science Was Wrong.
Science Was Wrong.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and we debated that with you and, of course, with Stanton and, of course, Paul Kimball.
Paul Kimball,
yes.
Right.
And which is kind of unusual, having Paul Kimball debate with his Uncle Stanton. All right. Brought you on because I wanted to talk about UFO abductions because of your very personal involvement as the niece of Betty Hill. And we've had this great brouhaha in the field, screaming, yelling about this current controversy over the investigative techniques of people like Bud Hopkins, who, by the way, is gravely ill. I should mention that. He's very ill. I understand as we speak here he's feeling somewhat better, and we're happy to hear that. But you don't take a person who is not in the best of health and you hammer them with severe criticisms.
Inexcusable.
Kathleen, what's your impression about all this?
I think I have a pretty balanced impression about all of this. In Bud's favor, I have to say that he has done some very good investigation, in my opinion, into abductions. However, he has also, over many years, had hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals who needed his help. And I think that you come to a point where you have to either think about doing a complete, thorough, long-term investigation of perhaps one case, or you have to attempt to help all of these people who are asking, who are crying for your help. So I think that Bud perhaps got into some trouble because he didn't have the time to do those really thorough investigations on everyone.
Possibly trying to do too much.
That's my opinion. Now, at the same time, anyone can be the victim of a hoax, particularly if you don't have the time to do those thorough investigations.
Yeah, look at what happened with John Mack. Same thing. He got hoaxed.
And you don't have the funding to have psychological evaluations done, to have personality profile testing, to examine physical evidence, to do an investigation of that person's background. So, you know, there's a lack of funding, and then there's also the desire to help people.
Do you feel then, Kathleen, that maybe these people, people like Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs, they're not trained therapists, but they are the stopgap? We have nothing else there. Very few people, certainly professionals, are involved. So someone has to do it, so they stepped in.
Well, first of all, I want to say that although Bud is not a trained therapist, initially he did work with trained therapists, psychiatrists, and he learned from them. So that's another thing that I want to say in Bud's defense. He did step in, and I think that he felt competent. In fact, I was speaking to Bud's Intruders Foundation a year ago last October, and Bud hypnotized me. I'm a hypnotherapist myself, and I wanted to examine his technique. So
you have the training. You're trained as a hypnotherapist.
Yes, I'm
okay,
certified.
Sure. Yes. I'm going to ask you some questions about that in a moment. Go ahead.
I am certified, and I was impressed with Bud's technique. He didn't lead me.
I think that's the question that skeptics say about abductions, that the researcher, and they'll talk about Bud Hopkins, also Dr. David Jacobs, they're leading the witnesses to believe that they have been taken aboard spaceships, they've been subjected to sexual examinations, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, from my investigation of all of this, and I wrote a very long 40,000-word article called The Conundrum of Alien Abduction about all of these academic studies, I believe that some people probably have had hypnagogic or hypnopompic hallucinations that or sleep paralysis or a combination of those, and have come to believe that they might have been abducted. And of course, if they truly believe that they have, and they're working with someone who is not a clinical therapist, then perhaps that might come through in their own hypnosis, and they, of course, they're going to believe that that happened. And that's why I think that it's necessary to have these thorough investigations, and that we really need to do a thorough analysis of this and not investigation through hypnosis.
Is it better then to concentrate on a few significant cases and kind of leave the others aside for the moment?
I believe that it is, and I have always believed that. And that's why, although I'm a certified hypnotherapist, I don't do hypnosis, hypnotic regressions on suspected abductees.
I have done it
in order to alleviate some of the traumatic symptoms that some people have, but not regression itself.
Well, let me ask you about regression. Obviously, there's a bit of a controversy over that, more than a bit of a controversy. For example, in the episode of the PowerCast last year, we had Dr. David Jacobs, Bud Hopkins, and Kevin Randall. Now, Kevin Randall does not believe in the value of hypnotic regression to unearth lost memories at all. So what do you say otherwise?
What I can say is that, and based upon Dr. Benjamin Simon's statements about this and about my study of hypnosis, which has spanned about 20 years, what people say under hypnosis is not necessarily the entire truth. It's what they believe to be true. And it may or may not be the objective truth of the reality of what happened.
Okay, so in a case like that, say someone has missing time. Okay, they say, you know what? I was on the road. I saw a flash of light in the sky, not atypical. And then it's 2 hours later. So how do you find out what happened during those 2 hours in a way that accurately represents what they may or may not have perceived? Or maybe they had a blackout. How do you know?
I think that what you have to do, and ideally you're going to have more than one individual who experienced this. And if you have two individuals, they have this missing time, they have amnesia, then you can hypnotize them separately. You can impose amnesia at the end of each session so that they cannot communicate that information to each other. They can't even remember it.
And what you're saying, by the way, Kathleen, is that you will not remember this session is what...
That is correct. You won't remember what you said. And therefore, you can't communicate that information. You can't contaminate the information with the other person. And then you can do a comparative analysis of their statements under hypnosis to determine whether or not these people are confabulating or if they're giving the same detailed information. Who's standing where, when, what they were wearing, you know, all sorts of things like that. How many people were standing in this particular location? And compare that. Walter Webb did that in with the case that he worked on in at Lake Champlain.
Maybe for our listeners' sake, because we have a lot of new listeners since we joined the network, and we're running out of time for this segment, but maybe on the next segment, tell us about the case that Walter Webb investigated so we get more of a sense of what happened, what went on, and our listeners can put this in perspective this way, because, you know, otherwise it's shop talk and people don't realize it. I want to tell our listeners, by the way, when we know about the guests in advance, we always have a place in the PowerCast forums for you to ask questions. In the case of this convention here, well, you know what? It's not something that we can prepare for in advance. We're getting the best, really good guests that we can. Kathleen Martin joining us here on the PowerCast. My co-host is Chris O'Brien, who is now exercising his pipes because he's going to say you're in
the PowerCast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.1940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5595, $7.2797 for a half ounce, or $3.6399 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5595, $7.2797, or $3.6399.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We return. Kathleen Martin joining us at this palatial resort near Scottsdale, Arizona. Beautiful place. We're in a press room, though. We're locked into a press room, Chris O'Brien and I, to pursue this. Kathleen Martin, of course, was the co-author with Stan Friedman of this really fascinating book called Captured, referring, of course, to her aunt, Betty Hill, and the experiences. I should tell our listeners I met Betty Hill a couple of times. I really liked her. I thought she was a really wonderful lady. I always thought of her as a grandmother. If I ever had a grandmother who was still alive, Betty Hill would have really been the candidate for the job. Not that she would have taken me, of course. You understand that. Okay, we're pursuing, of course, UFO abductions. We have a certified hypnotherapist here. She's not a layman. She knows what she's talking about. And now we have that episode really getting a lot of publicity involving Dr. David Jacobs, this woman from New Zealand. And we're not going to mention her name because the name's a fake. It doesn't matter what we call her. We can call her Mary Smith. It doesn't matter except for listeners whose names are really Mary Smith. Okay. She sent a lot of material to Bud Hopkins, Dr. David Jacobs. Kathleen says she's gotten the material. What are your insights about this episode?
All I can tell you is that some time back, she sent a massive amount of information, audio tapes, recordings that you could listen to on the computer about her experiences with David Jacobs. She was filing a formal complaint, but she wanted widespread coverage of this. And I immediately questioned her motivation in doing this. I was wondering if she actually wanted to come forward eventually and to make a big splash publicly about all of this. So far, she hasn't revealed her true identity.
Except, she's made herself into a celebrity. She has a website. She's written lots of letters. She posts in message boards. And matter of fact, in our Paracast forum, she posted not only under her name, but under an assumed name supporting herself. She's been on radio. She's written magazine articles. She's turned herself into a celebrity under a fake name.
Yes, she has. And I think you have to become suspicious of anybody who does that sort of thing.
You think?
She also has a history of being in counseling with a psychotherapist for many years. I wondered if perhaps she had a personality disorder. From my background as a social worker.
That's a very good question.
And it is a good question. I think we have to wonder about that. I also have to wonder why her complaint against David Jacobs was sort of rejected by Temple University. So then she took it to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. To me, that's going pretty overboard.
Well, her complaint here is that somehow he abused her mentally by working with her. And the question I've had, and I'm not going to say that, you know, what really happened, I wasn't there. Okay. The question I have is, you're calling somebody from New Zealand to Philadelphia, and if you think that person isn't doing the job, hang up the phone. Why couldn't she do that?
That's true. She could have done that. And I have concern as a hypnotherapist because part of my training and part of other hypnotherapist training that I have talked to has been that you never do hypnosis over the telephone. That you have to be there, you have to see people's facial expressions. If a person has a traumatic experience, you have to be there to comfort them. I think of Barney Hill, my uncle, in hypnotherapy with Dr. Benjamin Simon, where he relives such a traumatic experience that he at one point got up and he might have run if Dr. Simon wasn't there to stop him, and he might have gone through a window and onto the street below. Who knows? But you have to be there to protect the person that you're working with. And that's my only criticism.
That was, I think, a real major error in judgment on Dr. Jacobs' part. And getting back to your comments about Barney Hill, the tape of that of one particular session that I'm aware of is one of the more compelling pieces of evidence, I think, for the abduction, the validity of and reality of the abduction phenomenon.
That is explain amazing. That section, please.
He would have to be an Academy Award-winning actor to portray his experiences under hypnosis the way that he did. It came across so real to me. It's always struck me as being a very, very important piece of evidence supporting the validity of the abduction phenomenon.
Well, some people will say that you can become traumatized when you're confabulating information as well. But I want to stress the fact that on September 25th, 1961, only 5 days after the encounter that happened in the very early morning hours of September 20th, 1961, Betty wrote to Major Donald Kehoe, and she talked about these figures that Barney observed on board that craft being dressed in shiny black uniforms, and that he was terrified by this, that he had run back to the car and stated to Betty that he thought that they were going to be captured if they didn't get out of there. Only a month later, he stated to Walter Webb, the original NICAP investigator, and I quote, "They were strangely not human." And I think that that's something that we've overlooked in this investigation and not placed enough emphasis on.
You know, so I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned Walter Webb, and we didn't get back to it before, we just touched upon it, the case that he was involved in that you were about to summarize. So let's pick up on that.
Yes. The case he was involved in is in his book, Encounter at Buff Ledge. He worked with two individuals. The report was made years after their close encounter and a period of missing time. They were counselors at a girls' camp on Lake Champlain in Vermont. She was a college student at Smith. He was a teenage boy who was taking care of the equipment down at the dock. Most of the camp members were at a swim meet, and they were out on the dock. They didn't know each other very well. This was the first chance they had to have a conversation. As they were standing on the dock early in the evening, a mothership, you might say, that's the only way I can describe it, came in, and smaller craft flew out of that larger craft. The larger craft disappeared in the sky. Two smaller craft went in opposite directions. One came in their direction. It ascended vertically into the sky. It came down. It plunged into Lake Champlain. It came back up, and then it glided just above the top of the water in their direction. He had conscious recollection of observing non-human entities on board that craft. They also had a period of missing time. The next thing they knew, the campers, the children at this camp, had returned from the swim meet. There were witnesses who did observe the craft. He came to Walter years later. They had lost touch. These two individuals, the young woman and the young man, had never really had the opportunity to discuss what happened to them. They found her years later. She was working for a college. She was married to a medical doctor, had a couple of kids. They finally found her, and Walter Webb was able to have them hypnotized separately.
We'll go into that in a moment. We have Kathleen Martin. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bud Hopkins, and you're listening to the Paracast, and I completely, enthusiastically endorse this program. It's an absolutely great program with an opportunity to stretch out and talk.
Kathleen Martin joining us. Co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. We're in the Paracast doing a on-the-scene show, our first full on-the-scene show. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, okay, subjected to the hypnotic treatment, what happened?
Yes, they were hypnotized separately. They had no way of communicating the information that they set under hypnosis. And Walter Webb did a comparative analysis of their statements. Their statements before hypnosis and their statements under hypnosis. And they had positively correlating information, I believe it was 65%, which is highly significant. I did the same kind of comparative analysis on Betty's and Barney's, separate statements under hypnosis, with positively correlating information that was not in Betty's dream material and contradicted the series of dreams that Betty had 10 to 14 days after their close encounter with a UFO in New Hampshire's White Mountains. Betty's and Barney's statements lined up in terms of the number of beings that approached their car, in the terms of the configuration, and contradicted statements that Betty had made in her dream account. This led me to believe that Betty and Barney had a real experience.
What percentage of disagreement would two normal human beings subjected to a very significant or traumatic event, what percentage of agreement and disagreement would you expect to see?
That's difficult for me to state, but if there's very little agreement, particularly when you're asking the number of people who are ETs, who are in a certain location at a certain time, and both of those statements line up verbatim, then I think that that is significant. And certainly over 50% in the case of Janet and Michael, and well over that in the case of Betty and Barney. And in my presentations, I present that evidence, and also my audience listens to the audio tapes of Betty's and Barney's separate statements to confirm that I'm not making this up, that this is true, that this is real.
Okay, what is the reality here? Now, there are a couple of theories we can work on here. One, it's what you see. E.T. is here, they're doing something to these people. They're subjecting them to some kind of laboratory experiment. In some cases, maybe it's some other kind of experiential process, and I think Jerry Clark holds an opinion of that. What's your point of view?
I think that it runs the gamut. I think that some people are being abducted. There's probably a longitudinal genetic study being done on some individuals. There are other people who I think are having spiritual experiences. There are other people who might be having psychological experiences. And so I think that it pretty much runs the gamut. But I think that there is a small percentage of the population who are really being abducted by these non-human entities who are coming here from elsewhere.
Okay, so we're not talking about millions and millions of abductions related to UFOs or ET or whatever.
As a scientific investigator, I want to know if there is just one. If there's one that is significant. I don't care about whether or not thousands of people have been abducted.
Well, this is the big question. One of the arguments a skeptic is going to make is, okay, we understand maybe ET comes here and they want to sample the populace. Okay? They may consider us primitive animals, whatever. We're going to find out what's going on for whatever reason, for motivations that we can't understand. How often do you need to do that and repeat that act before, you know, you've had enough information? Shouldn't there be only a small number, or is this just the college exercise, you know? We cut up frogs, they abduct humans.
Well, it seems to me that if it is a longitudinal study, then you have to do it across generations, just as we do with mice and monkeys in the laboratory. That's important.
You know, this reminds me of something that I was told by a Native American a medicine man in training, lifelong training, with his grandfather. And we talked about quite a number of things. And one of the things that came up during the conversation, which is about a six-hour conversation, was the whole subject of abductions. And he said, you know, I asked him, what do Native Americans, at least in your particular Apache tribe, think is going on in this particular mystery? And his response was very, I think, very revealing, at least in my mind. And he said, Chris, what people don't get is they're not being taken out of their rooms and being taken up to a ship. The ship actually forms around them. And I've never heard anybody actually put it that way, but I think getting back to trying to differentiate between different styles that we find in this particular mystery, that one is one that you don't hear much, that there may be some sort of paranormal, almost metaphysical process going on here, as opposed to a nuts and bolts taking you up through the air into a ship, doing an experiment, and then returning you down. I found that very revealing. What do you think of that?
I have become interested recently in the paranormal aspects of alien abduction, because so many suspected abductees have reported to me that they have had paranormal experiences in their homes, light orbs. There's been what appears to be poltergeist activity, and often this occurred after the abduction, but not before the abduction. So I'm just beginning to investigate this aspect of alien abduction. So I can't speak as someone who is well versed in this. All I can state is that anything is possible.
Would you consider the possibility that maybe the entire abduction experience is like, well, the holographic deck on Star Trek, where it's generated for them, it could be physical to them, they could see, hear, feel, touch, etc., but it's not real in the objective sense?
Well, to me, that perhaps that is true in some cases, but I do think that it was real in an objective sense for Betty and Barney Hill, that this was three-dimensional mechanical craft, and that these were real entities, that They had substance. They had bodies. They were living. They were breathing.
Chris?
Well, yeah, and I think the one thing that comes through, I think, in loud and clear for me is there's a really an attempt, and Kathleen, I really appreciate your candor in this regard. There's an attempt, I think, out there in the abduction field to try to come up with a one-size-fits-all answer to this. And I personally feel that there's too much contrary evidence to suggest that there is a single explanation for this particular mystery. And I do have a sense, and I think you as well are starting to have a sense as well, that there may be something more going on than just a single one-size-fits-all explanation.
Absolutely. Whenever someone tells me that they have all of the answers, I become suspicious. This is a learning process for all of us researchers, and I certainly don't have all of the answers.
Yeah, but I love your insight.
Well, thank you.
Okay, let me go back to one thing here very briefly, and we'll get on to other subjects in our final segment here. Okay. The person that Dr. Jacobs has a problem with. Now, is this going to follow him for the rest of his life? How does he combat the situation? And other than just taking the person on, which I have said was a bad idea, I said I should give you a slap in the face for that. What does he do to resolve the situation? Can it ever be resolved? Can we figure out actually what happened to this woman? And whether she really had some real experiences there, and maybe it made her go off the deep end. Maybe that's part of the problem. We don't know. We're talking to Kathleen Martin. She's co-author of a couple of books with Stan Friedman, one of which was Captured, which, of course, relates to the case of Benny and Barney Hill. And she knows more about the Betty and Barney Hill case probably than most anyone else around now because of her participation in the family and everything else in her personal investigation. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We return, Kathleen Martin, one more step on this second hour of this week's episode of the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. Okay, so I posed the question here, a multifaceted question, pursuing that person who David Jacobs is having a problem with. What is your reaction?
If we want to do an investigation of her case, then we have to allocate the funding for psychological testing, for personality profile testing, to see if she actually does have a personality disorder.
That might cost a lot to get to the bottom of that one.
And it certainly would cost a lot of money to get to the bottom of that one. I really don't have an answer on how this can be resolved. If it's going to be resolved legally, I don't know.
I think it's going to be a lawsuit. And they brought in all that stuff she's done. It would be laughed out of any courtroom in the world. Goodbye. Kaput. It's not going to work. There's nothing, even if we can say, and I don't know, again, I don't know, that Dr. David Jacobs was in over his head. He didn't handle this properly. I certainly think hypnotizing somebody who was 12,000 miles away over the telephone, he didn't handle it properly. No matter what, you can't sue him for that.
No.
Yeah, and I believe that she signed a contract stating that he was not liable for this.
I didn't know that, really.
I believe so. I did see his contract. I asked him 2 or 3 years ago when we were together. And he either showed me the contract or he told me about the contract. And I don't think that he has legal liability.
Did you know that, Gene?
No.
If my memory
maybe
is
I did
correct.
And I forgot. You know, it doesn't matter. My age, of course, yeah. You know, the gray matter disappears. Okay, so Dr. Jacobs, let's move to one thing about it, the fact that he believes that the aliens are here to create a hybrid race. Okay? Is that something you're seeing any indication of in your investigation?
Certainly some of the people that I work with believe that that is going on. It's all hearsay. It's information that's been recovered through hypnotic regression. And I don't have an opinion. It's sort of, as Stan Friedman would say, it's in my gray basket. I don't know.
Okay. How then do we really get to the bottom of this? Let's look at the next 6 or 7 minutes here we have left. Let's figure a way to investigate this phenomenon and understand what's going on. Because right now, of course, as we see in the UFO field, we have people shouting at each other, which does nothing. That's typical of the UFO field. We have people trying to understand, but have we learned that much after the Betty and Barney Hill case? What insights have come?
I think that in terms of investigation, is that what you're asking?
Sure. What did we learn after that experience in subsequent cases? What can we do to move to the next level?
Well, first of all, funding has to be allocated. And that is the key to being able to do a good investigation. We need to look, in my opinion, at the physical evidence. We need to be there immediately. We need to collect the forensic evidence. Mm-hmm. If any of that can be examined in a scientific laboratory, that has to be done. I believe it's very important to do psychological testing on these individuals, to do personality profiles on them. I think that if there are multiple witnesses, then it's valid for us to do lie detector testing, not for just one individual, because that only shows whether or not that person believes it happened. But if there are multiple witnesses, then I think that that would be valid evidence. Mm-hmm. Also, if there are multiple witnesses, perhaps there could be hypnotic regression by a qualified clinical hypnotherapist. And, of course, amnesia would be imposed at the end so that they could not contaminate each other's evidence. Right.
Well, what it sounds like you're saying is we need a standardized approach for this, which is kind of how science is supposed to work.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm stating. And I have been attempting to develop some protocols for this.
All right.
I think we need that because right now the way the UFO field is, it's a mess. We have people who are in way over their heads doing things they are not trained to do. And they may be dedicated.
And well-intentioned.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely,
sure. But it's not happening. Now, okay, today in the UFO field, 2011, how many people around the world are even involved in abduction research who have any credentials at all to do this sort of thing?
Well, I certainly think that through the the Mutual UFO Network, there are trained investigators and there are trained consultants that they can consult with. There is the STAR team who can go to a location immediately after the abduction occurs. If it's something where they're, for example, somebody's driving down the street and they have a close encounter with a craft. Perhaps they observe non-human entities on board the craft, and then they experience this period of missing time, of lost time, and amnesia. It's extremely difficult when you have bedroom abductions, these nocturnal bedroom abductions, with little or no evidence. So, you have to have a case in which there is evidence to begin with. And MUFON is a perfect organization, I believe, to go to because there are knowledgeable people and there are consultants that they can work with.
I ask this question because of recent developments. Okay, the shakeup in MUFON leadership, the complaints of the former international director, James Carrion, what's your reaction about that?
I'm very concerned about all of this, and I have been for some time. I served on the MUFON board for 10 years as the International Director of Field Investigator Training. The members of the board that I served with have been very dedicated individuals. I've trusted them. I've worked with them. I have seen no evidence that they were doing anything underhanded. I think that there's being a lot of disinformation and misinformation disseminated about MUFON right now. I'm very concerned about it. I would go with the statements of Clifford Clift and the MUFON board. I know them. I have worked with them for a long period of time, and I trust that they are doing the best thing for the Mutual UFO Network.
I have to mention one thing. We had James Carrion on the show criticizing MUFON, and since then he will not accept my email, okay? I don't understand why, because I think we treated him fairly, as we do with all our guests.
No, in fact, we were kind of chastised for not jumping on him a little harder. But
well, I kind of gave him a few zingers, but I don't think he liked it because he put me on his block list for email. So now every time I've written to him with a follow-up, it's sent back. How do you handle that?
That's pretty unfortunate.
I didn't know he was blocking you.
Yes, out of sight. I'll do it right now. I'll write him a letter right now after this interview is done. And let's see what happens to it. Because I invited him on the show, and you did too, to participate in our forums, answer questions from our listeners. No, not going to happen. No. Now, Kathleen, you're invited too, by the way, to answer questions from our listeners. I'm serious, okay. Because I think it's a friendly place.
I love it when our guests come on and they can share back and forth dialogue. They mm-hmm. love that.
Right. We have people from NARCAP coming on. We've had Nick Redfern coming on. We have this guy, Chris O'Brien. He comes on occasionally. I don't know who he is, but he comes in, kind of invades the turf, and he posts a few things. But, you know, I'm serious. I think it's a very sensible discussion, and we have a real terms of service that people really get crazy. We won't let them on. Kathleen Martin, tell our listeners what you're up to in the next few months, where they can find more of the things that you do.
Okay. You can go to my website, www.kathleen-martin.com. I have recently updated my site. You can read about me. You can read about my work, my scheduled lectures and events. I've posted several articles that I've written. I even have a guide, a tourist guide. So if you are going to the White Mountains of New Hampshire and you want to travel along Betty and Barney Hill's Close Encounter route, you can go there. I have a guide for you to follow for your self-guided tour. This is a very exciting year for me because this is the 50th anniversary of Betty and Barney's UFO experience. I've just been contacted by the state of New Hampshire, and there is going to be a historical marker erected and a celebration.
Fascinating. That is interesting. Kathleen Martin, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
It was my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.